So it's National Blood Donor Week. We celebrate and thank donors for the generosity and commitment, but the need for blood, it doesn't stop. And we're joined now with Jen Salter from the Australian Red Cross Blood Service to talk more about what they do. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me,
Jen. Absolutely, Jen. So, you know, the donors are the kind of backbone to this whole donation process. Of course, without them, there would not be any donations. How does someone become a donor? What's involved with the process?
Well, a lot of people are eligible to become donors. If you're aged between 18 and 70 and you're feeling healthy, you might be eligible to donate. So the best thing you can do to get involved is to call 13 14 95, or you can visit donateblood.com.au and find out if you're eligible to give blood. It's a fairly simple and straightforward process. It takes less than an hour of your time, and in that time you can actually help to save three lives, which is amazing.
Now, how do people know whether they're eligible or not? Because I know, you know, for example, I've been told in the past I'm not eligible for taking certain prescription medications and so forth. How can someone easily tell whether they're able to go in and donate blood?
Well, you can jump on that website. There is a Q&A on that, donateblood.com.au, which can go through some of the more common reasons why people can't donate blood. It could be anything from you not feeling well at the moment. Right now, it's quite cold. We've got the cold and flu season that is hitting some of our donors quite hard at the moment. There could be some certain medications. There could be health reasons. Any reasons that are in place are there to protect either the donor or the recipient who's receiving the blood. But most people, I think, will find that they actually are eligible to donate blood, and it's a very rewarding experience.
Excellent. So, Jen, you know, how is Australia going on in terms of donations? Does it kind of match the demand, the supply from donors?
Yes, absolutely. So we need 1.3 million donations to keep up with the supply. And we have an absolutely incredible network of donors around Australia who always roll up their sleeves and help. Right now, we're holding Australia's very first 24-hour donatathon. It's called Bloody Great Friday. It's happening here in Sydney. It's happening also in Brisbane and Melbourne. And we've got three centres who, from last night at 7 o'clock, are open for 24 hours through to 7 o'clock tonight. And it's just been an absolutely fantastic response to that. You know, we've had couples coming in, we've had people coming in the middle of the night. We've made a little bit of a fuss about it because it is our very first.
Quite some dedication coming in the middle of the night to donate blood.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. So yeah, there's a bit of a party atmosphere happening, and it's all, of course, to raise awareness of the fact that it's National Blood Donor Week. And we do need 99,000 blood donors over the next 12 months to sign up. So even if people aren't able to take part in the donatathon, we're actually doing really well with those bookings. The need for blood actually never stops. So we're always looking for people in the days, the weeks, and even the months ahead. There will always be a need for your blood. So if you could please call 13 14 95 or donateblood.com.au, we would love to hear from everyone.
Absolutely, Jen. And apart from checking whether you're eligible and going on the website and looking through that, there's sort of more common do nots when going to donate blood that people might not be generally aware of?
There's a few different reasons. Anything from that we might be able to walk you through. So if you've had recent dental work, for example,
really?
That might push something back. Obviously, if you've got a cold or a flu, we ask you to be completely clear of flu symptoms for a couple of weeks before you come back. And that's for your own well-being, so that we would never take blood from somebody who's not feeling unwell. But the best thing really is to jump online and just to go through those criteria and see if you're eligible, or, you know, our people on the phone are absolutely amazing and can walk you through that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Jen. It sounds like you're doing some wonderful work there. And Bloody Great Friday, 24-hour donate-a-thon. Very exciting. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us more about it.
Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And that was Jen Salter there from the Australian Red Cross Blood Service chatting with us about how you can go and donate blood and the Blood Donation Australia. You can find the information there on our website, 2scr.com/breakfast. However, you can also go to redcross.org.au or call 13 14 95 to find out more information about whether you can donate and how to do so.